This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, June 5th, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. The forces lining up to ban or at least tightly regulate so-called e-cigarettes are more parochial than you might think. Sure, the FDA wants to make sure that the product, a nicotine delivery device, is firmly under the agency's thumb, but the federal government also wants revenue to fund S-chip expansion, tobacco companies want to crush competition, and state governments want a stable source of tobacco-fueled revenues. It seems only smokers might want to defend what may be a much safer means of getting that nicotine fix. It's Baptists, bootleggers, and tax collectors in this coalition, according to Cato Institute Senior Fellow Peter Van Doren. What is most striking about the fact that we have this innovation in nicotine delivery that does not neatly fall into the category of cigarette and does not neatly fall into the category of nicotine replacement therapy?
All innovations threaten the status quo. So in markets, when we have innovations, existing firms don't like it. So in politics, when a new product arises, the existing organization of things is threatened. So the FDA is threatened by this, or the component of the FDA, the Baptist part of the FDA, whose mission, in their view, is to make sure other people don't harm themselves through their own behavior, even though to you and I and any other libertarian that seems like an odd concern. But to many other people, the point of the FDA and the point of something called public health is to be a busybody, is in fact to worry about other people's behavior. But then again, to the extent that this is a safe or a much less lung destructive or body destructive nicotine delivery system, why would anyone want to discourage this, given that people who are addicted to nicotine have much more damaging delivery systems called cigarettes or cigars or whatever? Why would this be a bad innovation?
From the stories I've read about it, one of the concerns is, well, we don't know what certain chemicals do when they are atomized versus in their liquid form. But as you say, how safe does it really have to be in order to be better than cigarettes?
There's a quote, you're right. I mean, that's certainly my initial reaction. But there is a quote in the New York Times article that discusses this from a Mayo Health doctor from the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. The FDA has classified propylene glycol, which is a component. So the nicotine is dissolved in water, propylene glycol, and other additives. The FDA has classified propylene glycol as generally recognized as safe for use in food, but when asked whether inhaling it was safe, Dr. Richard Hurt, director of the Nicotine Dependence Center at the Mayo Clinic, said, "I don't think so, but I'm not sure anyone knows for sure." I.e., the precautionary principle is, in the absence of any knowledge or affirmative knowledge, we shouldn't let something happen. But the presumption behind the precautionary principle is that the status quo is okay and change is could be worse. But of course, you could be worse by staying in the same position you were, which is what you said, which is if everyone's still smoking cigarettes, that might well be worse than this innovative product that's coming along.
Well, doesn't that violate the well-understood purpose of the FDA to protect us from these harms?
Yes. I mean, the short answer is yes. I mean, what's interesting is this isn't definitive. I mean, this is an interesting scrum. The distributors of this new electronic cigarette are suing the FDA for... apparently, the FDA has seized shipments of these at the border. Most of them appear to be made in China, like so much else of our products, and they're being seized at the border. The article, I don't know enough about the industry. I don't know if there are any domestic manufacturers of these or not. Their suggestion is that there's no, so they're all imported. But like all regulation, there's leaks. So there seem to be enough of these new e-cigarettes available so that there are hundreds of thousands have been purchased by U.S. citizens, according to the article.
Aside from regulators whose job it is to find stuff that is bad and either get rid of it or figure out a way to regulate it, What about tobacco companies? Where do they stand in this?
Well, some tobacco companies, all tobacco companies would like to have less competition, and this new e-cigarette is potentially devastating to cigarette companies because, to the extent that they don't deal with the manufacture of these things, and since they're all made in China, I guess that's not, they don't. So this is competition, and what regulation is about is raising rivals' costs, right? And so if you ban or if you give the FDA power to regulate these things and they in turn ban e-cigarettes, that's raising rivals' costs to the point of infinity, right? So the other actor we haven't talked about is the interest of state government and the federal government in the revenues that come from taxation of existing cigarettes. This new product is not taxed. And the Medicare tobacco settlement and the recently passed S-CHIP Children's Health Insurance expansion at the federal level is funded by an increased federal tax on cigarettes. And so both state and federal governments, in effect, now have an interest in this product not being used by smokers, because that means revenue that's lost to them from the from the use of this product as opposed to the existing nicotine delivery system.
If the idea is that this particular product ought to be regulated in the same way that cigarettes are, it sort of does give lie to the notion that taxing cigarettes is for the benefit of smokers to help them quit smoking.
Ever since the Medicare state attorney general cigarette settlement, governments have had an interest in a stable, regulated, taxed cartel in cigarettes. And they're both scared of things like e-cigarettes, but as well, there's been lots of, to some extent in the media, but much of it below the radar in the media, the scrum with the non-signatories to the tobacco settlement, which is the small generic cigarette companies. And there's provisions in the Medicare settlement that if their market share rises because of they compete on the basis of price, because they don't have to pay out in this Medicare settlement, that triggers provisions in the settlement to reduce their market share and, in effect, make the contributions of companies to the states go down. And so the states don't want that. So they have an interest in reducing generic competition, and they have an interest in effect, eliminating e-cigarettes from possible consumption by consumers.
So smoke them while you got them?
Smoke them while you got them, and we'll see what happens.
Peter Van Doren is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute and editor of Regulation Magazine. Regulation has devoted much ink to tobacco regulation. You can read the latest issue at cato.org.